Now, here's some good news. South Africa's housing market seemingly has turned a corner. According to the latest FNB Residential Property Barometer, house prices are now rising faster than inflation. And if I'm not mistaken, that would be the first time since the pandemic. Sectional title properties are leading the charge, edging past freestanding homes as lifestyle shifts, affordability constraints change, and also work habits are reshaping buyer behavior. So let's discuss what is driving the trend, and perhaps more importantly, is it sustainable? Economist at FNB, senior economist Sipa Mandla Mkwanazi, a very warm welcome to you. So, some good news here. How significant is it that house prices are outpacing inflation? Do you think it's a turning point, or are we seeing something just of a temporary blip here?
No, thank you for having me, Jeremy. Well, we often say that for households, their houses are their biggest investment. That rings true for many South Africans. Now, the fact that we are seeing the value of their properties rising above inflation, it means, you know, their wealth levels are rising alongside the rising property prices. Now, we will raise a good question whether this is only temporary or we are seeing a significant shift. Now, you have to look from the supply side of things to check the trends from that perspective. Now, if you look at the supply of new properties, so the construction of new homes, it's not doing very well. I mean, it's linked to, you know, the subdued construction market. We are not seeing those properties coming through at a fast enough pace. So from the supply side of things, there appears to be this constrained supply of new properties, which is supporting the rise in prices. Now, on the demand side of things, interest rates have come down a little bit. There are expectations that there will be further cuts in the outer years at least, and that is supportive of demand as well. So from both sides of the equation, there appears to be sufficient support for the rising trend in house prices.
So you raised the important point about interest rates, so that the SARB rate cuts have certainly helped, but the big question is whether buyers are going to get meaningful relief anytime before 2027. That's the kind of big unknown, isn't it?
That is a big unknown. We heard from the SARB that they are shifting their preference of the level of inflation tolerance from 4.5% to around 3% now. That suggests that they are probably going to want to keep interest rate restrictive and guide inflation towards that 3% level. So it's possible, from our view at least, that we will see interest rates remaining at these levels for quite some time before we see shifts lower, and we predict that to be somewhere around 2027 or so. From the demand side of things, we are more now looking towards rising wages to continue to support demand for property. We see that for workers, at least, they haven't gotten wage increases above inflation since 2021. And it's the first time since then that we are now starting to see an acceleration in wage growth. So that support is likely now to come from wages rather than further cuts in interest rates in the medium term.
And how much of this price growth is being driven by first-time buyers versus investors?
First-time buyers, they've been quite hesitant to come back into the market. We are only now starting to see, with the latest two cuts in interest rates, starting to see first-time buyers really starting to come back to the market. That isn't surprising, Jeremy, if you think of the cost of living crisis that we have recently come out of. So there are these psychological effects from first-time buyers. We did see first-time buyers jumping into the market when interest rates were at their ultra-low levels, and some of them got their fingers burnt when interest rates increased at such an aggressive rate. So we did see in the latest cycle a bit of hesitancy from first-time buyers. So the first part of this rising trend was driven by your more experienced investors, but we are now starting to see first-time buyers coming back to the market.
Let me ask you about sectional titles, which, as I mentioned, are now outperforming freestanding homes for the first time in years. Why is that?
So if you think back to the pandemic, we saw buyers preferring bigger homes to facilitate work from home. There was homeschooling for some parents. You needed to stretch your legs, so you would want a bigger home with a garden, so you stretch your legs during your break time. That supported your freestanding homes because they can facilitate, or they can give you that bit of freedom to stretch your legs. Now, so the first trend in rising prices during that time was driven by those preference, by those shifts in preference. Now we are seeing a reversal of that. We're going back to the office. I've gone back to the office. I go four times a week now. So the demand, or rather, we no longer have those requirements for freestanding homes, for to stretch our legs, because we're now back to the office. That is the first part. The second part is that you still see these remnants of financial pressures I mentioned. So there is still preference for more affordable homes, and sectional titles appear to be offering buyers that affordability. When you look at that, the entry point, the average price of a sectional title, combined with the fact that we don't necessarily need to work from home anymore, sectional titles, it makes sense that sectional titles are performing better at the moment.
That makes perfect sense. Are you suggesting, though, that the so-called pandemic premium for bigger homes has completely disappeared?
It is waning. It's definitely waning. We are also seeing, from a regional perspective, that momentum is now shifting more towards inland. If you look at the Western Cape versus Gauteng, obviously the Western Cape is an outperformer here by far, but momentum is now starting to shift back towards inland. Again, it's probably linked to that shift back to the office, and we know that Gauteng is still, you know, the economic hub of South Africa. So both from the type of property as well as from a regional perspective, the pandemic premium is now shifting back to what we knew to have been the point before the pandemic.
And those Western Cape prices will continue to cook, no doubt, and moving beyond Cape Town itself.
Moving beyond Cape Town is not necessarily a Cape Town story alone. It's quite spread across the Western Cape. It's more on the coastal. It's more the coastal property story rather than a Cape Town story alone.
Thank you very much indeed, FNB senior economist Sipho Mandla-Mkhwanazi. I appreciate your time.